Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
My claim to fame, I had a parishioner from one of your parishes came to see me.
Really?
She came to Mass, and it was interesting because the one day I was not doing the 10 o'clock Mass because I had a funeral that day. But I went out and I met them after Mass. Very nice.
In fact, I'm acting surprised. I know that she came to visit you and she loved coming to the parish, was thrilled and sent me a picture afterwards. Don't try to steal her. It's good that we're in different geographic areas.
It's fine.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She knows who she is, who I'm talking about, a great, great parishioner at one of my parishes.
There is a lot to talk about today. I mean, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Something we don't celebrate in Spain, but fine with me. Great day unless you're a turkey, right?
Right.
And then we are beginning this new season of Advent, a new Advent this Sunday.
Exactly. So why don't I read the gospel and then we'll talk.
Very good.
So where will I read from?
You are reading from Mark's gospel. This year, this liturgical year, we will be reading a lot from Mark, knowing that it's the shortest of the gospels. There will be a lot of John's gospel also. But it's the gospel of Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming. Whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch."
So, new liturgical year, Advent season. The Advent season has a particular character to it. We've started here with this gospel, which is so appropriate for the Advent season, which really, in a sense, I'd say sums up what the season is about. So, how would you describe Advent?
Advent is a time of preparation. People would understand it's a preparation for Christmas, but we say it's a preparation both for Christmas and for the second coming of Christ, the parousia. So, people tend to realize that the first part, the preparation for Christmas, obviously, but we tend to forget about the second part, that we believe we are preparing for the eventual second coming of Christ. It's one of the things we believe as Catholics.
Yeah, and the Advent season lasts for 4 weeks.
4 Sundays.
Yeah.
So depending on where Christmas falls, it will be shorter or longer.
I think December 20th would be the Sunday that it is, for the fourth Sunday of Advent.
We've had in the past years very strange situations, like having to celebrate the fourth Sunday in Advent in the morning and celebrating Christmas Eve in the evening. it has happened recently, right?
Yeah, not this year.
This year we have a little bit more of time.
Right. So it's this period of time of preparation of watchfulness, and that's what Mark captures here in this gospel. And just so, I don't know, so succinct as Jesus is speaking to his disciples, you do not know when the time will come. And there's both the positive side of that and maybe the sobering or frightening part of that.
Be alert, be watchful. It says watch four times, watchful, and watch three times. So yeah, that's the main message of the season. I would hate for people to think that this is like every time that the gospel say you don't know the time or the hour. It's good to remember that that does not necessarily mean the time of death. It means any time. We have to be just alert because Jesus may come to our lives in many different ways, unexpected, from unexpected events of people. So we have to be watchful. That's the very simple message of today's gospel.
Something I've noticed in this gospel that's important to keep in mind, as with a lot of things, we can think about just sort of my relationship with God, my relationship here to this is to being watchful. I was just struck by the presence of the gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. That orders, he leaves home, places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. I was just thinking about the importance of our relationship to the community, our relationship to the common good, and how that relates as well to being watchful. It's not just me and my own kind of personal morality, but also my relationship to the larger body of Christ.
Which I would say is the biggest deficit we have as Catholics and American Catholics at that, our understanding of the common good, which is absolutely Catholic, solid Catholic teaching, social teaching, and I think it's something that we need to recover. From a scriptural point of view, we'll say this many times this year. Mark is the shortest but the first of the Gospels, and you can see in these verses already lots of echoes of themes and aspects of parables that we've read in the other Gospels. So the gatekeeper, yeah, the person who travels abroad, then that Matthew and Luke especially will expand these ideas and make them perhaps more beautiful. But Mark, we will see how he goes to the point, and he's the foundation for the other two synoptic Gospels.
You're exactly right. If someone is just starting with Scripture, starting in the Bible and going to the New Testament, Mark is a great place to start to read the Gospel of Mark for those reasons. First, probably the first one chronologically written, and also the shortest, the most to the point and direct.
And if people wonder why, if Mark is the first Gospel, we think it was written certainly before the fall of Jerusalem, that is year 70. So why then don't we have it the first gospel in the New Testament? We have Matthew. Mm-hmm. And the Eusebius of Caesarea, I think it's the one to blame, that he thought that Mark was a summary of Matthew. So they thought that Matthew was first and Mark was a summary of Matthew.
Oh,
and now we know it's the other way around.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I think as we begin this Advent season, this is a really important opportunity to start fresh, to start the new year. So, you know, we're going to start it in a sense on January 1st, but you get two starts to the new year in the church with this liturgical year, but a fresh start, and especially after this year, after a lot of, I think for a lot of us, some strained relationships, stress in terms of just living through a really stressful time. Here's a really good point, I think, to provide a fresh start. So as we come to Mass on the first Sunday of Advent this Sunday, that's a good way to, again, to start fresh in our relationship, mm-hmm, to the Lord right now, especially this year.
One of the things people will see is the blessing of the Advent wreath. We do have the blessing all 4 weeks. Only one is actually necessary, but we do it, and then we emphasize different topics of, you know, the four candles, and one is for hope, one for peace, one for joy. Mm-hmm. I've always reflected that Advent is probably the time of the year where our liturgical lives and our normal lives contradict themselves the most. The church is asking us to be watchful and slow down, and life seems to take. But this year, with all this pandemic situation and everything, it may really be a real Advent.
Right.
But I've gone back and forth on choosing topics. Sometimes you see it very clearly. This year I didn't feel very strongly about a topic. Plus a topic that doesn't need to reinvent the wheel, watchful or be on watch. That would be, mm-hmm, just to emphasize one of the messages of Advent. I wouldn't turn the Advent theme into something that would be a new reflection or something. To be to be on the watch, to be watchful. I think that's the idea we are playing with this Advent, but it's there, as we saw in today's gospel.
I just encourage our listeners to really use the season well, but start now in being intentional about it and in slowing down and making this really a beautiful season. So a good gospel to start out with. We begin the new liturgical year, and here we are moving into this Advent season.
And we invite people also to be, so it's one of this time of the year, all the readings will be very focused on Advent, and we will read the prophets on the first reading, and the second reading will always have themes that are Advent-like. I'm a nerd for words. Advent comes from Latin, adventus, arrival. Parousia, which is the second coming of Christ, is the Greek term, but it means the same. So that emphasizes the idea that we are preparing both for the arrival of the child Jesus at Christmas, but also for the parousia, the arrival of Jesus Christ, the second coming, at some point in our lives.
Excellent. How about we wrap it up? And
I'll see you next week.
All right. Take care.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.